Here's to treason. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by TheraWorks Relief. Happy 4th, the day we honor a bunch of contentious revolutionaries for committing treason. When I hear people complain about today's political climate, I like to refer to one of my favorite passages from Hamilton, not the musical, but the book by Ron Chernow that inspired it. Page 391, if you're following at home. It's about political parties, and Chernow writes, "The sudden emergence of parties set a slashing tone for politics in the 1790s. Politicians bristled at charges they harbored partisan feelings and were quick to perceive hypocrisy in others. The Federalists, that's Hamilton's party, saw themselves as saving America from anarchy, while the Republicans, that's Jefferson's party, believed they were rescuing America from counter-revolution. Each side possessed a lurid, distorted view of the other. As the party spirit grew more acrimonious, Hamilton and Washington, they were close friends, regarded much of the criticism fired at their administration as disloyal, even treasonous," unquote. So, what's really changed? People ask me, why can't politicians at least be civil? Well, because that's up to the voters. As long as we have free elections, which I hope is a long time, candidates will say whatever it takes to win. If it takes civility to win, they will be civil. If it takes bullying to win, they won't. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.